Masechta Shviyas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that although the loans are canceled during the Shemitah year, and if the borrower comes to return a loan, the lender has to say, Meshamed Ani, I canceled the loan. But if the borrower further presses and wants to return the money, the lender is allowed to receive it after he already canceled the loan. He's allowed to receive if the borrower still wants to pay back. So the Mishnah says, Hamachzer Chayv B'Shviyas. Someone, a borrower who returns, he repays his debts on the Shemitah year after they were canceled, he still says, nonetheless, I want to pay them. Then Ruach Chachamim Nechei Menu, Chazal was very pleased with such a person. They were happy that someone would, and they would encourage this, that people should pay their loans even though they halakhically were canceled. The Mishnah lists other cases that although someone was not obligated, but Chazal were pleased when they would do such a thing. Haleve menager shenizgaru ban of imay. Someone who borrows money from a ger, a convert, shenizgaru ban of imay, that his children also converted with him. So that means that he had children before he was nizgar, before he converted, and the children were born non-Jews, and they all converted. Each one had their own separate conversion. Then he's not obligated to repay the children. If the father died, he borrowed money from the father, and the father died. Normally, someone who borrows money and the lender dies, you pay their inheritors, their sons, you pay them. But over here, since the sons had a separate conversion, the halacha is cut gersha and his guy is kekut and shenayel adami. A convert that comes to convert is as if he's a newborn child. And in halacha is not considered halachically related to his non-Jewish relatives. And therefore, these sons are not considered inheritors, according to halacha, from their father, their biological father, since they all converted separately. And therefore, halachically, the borrower does not have to pay back the son of the lender. Vimhevzer, but if he repays them the money, then Ruach Chachamim Nechei Menu, Chazal was very pleased with such a person. They would encourage that. And a third case, Kol HaMetaltzel Niknin B'Meshicha. When it comes to acquiring metaltzel and movable objects, so then they're not acquired until Meshicha is done. An action of pulling it or picking it up with your hand needs to be done to acquire this. And so if some sort of business deal transaction is taking place, even if there's a verbal agreement, and even if there's money that changed hands, it's not binding until there's a Meshicha acquisition with picking it up or pulling it. And therefore, lehalacha, anyone can back out until that point. Even if there was words or money exchange hands, one can back out from the deal. However, the chalam kaim dvarei, someone who keeps his word and doesn't back out of a sale even before the kinyan, and he gave his word, and he doesn't back out because of that, Ruach Chachamim Nechei Menu, Chazal was very pleased with such a person. Hadran alach Masechta Shviyas, Mazel Tov on completing Masechta Shviyas. Masechta Trumas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnahis over here are speaking about who can separate the truma. Though it's not limited specifically to truma, it applies also to maishas. Truma was the first thing that was separated from the produce. The Torah doesn't give a specific shear how much it is. Chazal gave a shear. It's going to be discussed further. Maishas were taken off after truma. First maiserishin, 10%, and then depending on the year, it was Maiser Sheni, which was brought to Yerushalayim, or Maiser Ani, which was given to poor people. And other further discussion will be discussed later on in the Masechta. However, here it's discussing who can take off the Truma, and again, it applies also to Maisers as well. Chamisha lo yitraimu. There are five people that are not able to separate Truma. Vim tarmu ain Trumas and Truma, and if they did do it, even b'diavad, after the fact, still, their truma does not count at all as a truma that was taken off. These five people are hacheresh, a deaf-mute person, someone who cannot hear and cannot speak. V'hasheita, someone who's not considered a ben das. He doesn't have, and he's considered insane. The Rav says this is someone who destroys his own property. V'hakatan, and someone who's underage, under bar bas mitzvah. V'hatarim esh'einu shalai, someone who separates truma from produce that's not his, without the owner's permission, he's not a shliach, he's not a messenger, and he went without permission to separate truma. He had no permission to do so, so it doesn't count. And ayved kechavim shetarim es shal Yisrael afilu b'rishos ein trumas and truma. And a non-Jew, ayved kechavim a non-Jew that took off truma of a Jewish person's produce, even if he did it with permission. If a Jew did it with permission as a shliach, so then it would work. But if a non-Jew does it, even with permission of the Jew, it does not work. There's no shlichus. He can't be a messenger of a Jew for this purpose. And the truma that the non-Jew separated does not work. All these five people, even b'diavad, the truma they separated does not count. And the produce all remains as tevel, something that has not yet had the truma taken off of. And someone who was able to take truma would need to do that.